Okay, let's move on. We'll try to do a couple more cases quickly. And Joe, maybe you can pose a question about your 82-year-old lady.
Yeah, so this lady I've been treating for a long time, very sweet African-American woman, always comes with her daughter. That's always the two of them together. She was in her 70s when I first met her. More or less an incidental discovery of a small lung nodule, and then with further workup, had bilateral lung nodules. One of the sides had two nodules very close to one another. One of my lessons I learned in fellowship is always look for curable disease. So whenever I see a few nodules, I always want to make sure, is this not two stage ones? But of course, she had three nodules. But I got both biopsied. And on the right side, she had a squam. On the left side, she had adeno. Pathology had enough tissue to say these were different. We had this third lesion that was 8 millimeters in radiology, could not biopsy it. But I was able to persuade my radiation oncologist to cyber all three of them as if they were three stage ones. And that was the initial story.
Cyber. So,
Cyberknife.
Corey, what are your thoughts about that? I'm curious, if she had been 50, would you go in surgically?
Yeah, we talked about that, and it was sort of like we wanted to treat her with curative intent, but we knew in the background maybe something else was going on. She could have had surgery, but we felt nervous about doing bilateral upper lobectomies. I don't know if her PFTs could have tolerated that. We had discussed that at the beginning.
And you're dealing with three lesions.
Well, two of them were in the same lobe.
I would have done exactly the same thing. I just want to point out that sometimes you see those sub-centimeter nodules, they may be carcinoid lesions or they may be benign proliferative lesions. So it's important not to assume that every nodule is malignant or come from the same thing. So I would have approached
This was FGG avid, though. We knew that.
Okay.
So
would you have thought about surgery if she'd been younger?
Bilateral stage thoracotomies. Occasionally you can do a few things through sternotomy, but I think a stage thoracotomy. And before that, you want to be absolutely certain that there are no nodal involvement, especially mediastinal nodal involvement.
She had a bronchiectasis. Yeah, so despite that, about a year later, she had a recurrence of the left-sided lung cancer with pretty much isolated mediastinal lymphadenopathy. And again, this was an isolated recurrence of the left one was the adeno. So we talked it over and decided that we could and did give weekly paclitaxel carbo with radiation. And at that point, achieved a durable remission. The next chapter in the story comes about 5 years later, 2015. And under my surveillance, she develops iron deficiency anemia. And one thing leads to another, and we scope her, and she actually has gastric cancer. This was biopsied, of course. I was considering a MET to the gastric area, but pathology was very clear. There are differential markers, and this was a new adenocarcinoma of the stomach. So she received neoadjuvant FOLFOX, and even though she was nearing 80, I think she was 78, 79 at this point, she still had excellent functional status. She was a former smoker but had quit with the first cancer. So she went to surgery and had gastrectomy, tolerated it great, and appeared to still be in remission. And at that time, in 2015, we had staged her with PET scan, and there was no other site of disease other than this gastric lesion. A year later, under surveillance, one of the lung nodules, the right upper lobe, which had been squam in the past, grew slightly and became positive on PET scan. There was also some ipsilateral hilar lymphadenopathy. I was able to biopsy this lesion, and indeed it was a relapse of her squamous cell. I consider this a relapse, although now we're talking 6 years after it had been cybered. So it could be a new primary, but it's in the same neighborhood.
PD-L1 on that?
I did not. This was mid-2016. I probably should have, but I kind of knew what I wanted to do. But I guess my question is, and this is really the only point where I had some question what I should do. I knew what I wanted to do, but I stopped. Because of the hilar lymph node, we could not give her chemo rads because we'd already done that and could not have surgery. We felt like it actually briefly crossed my mind, should we just remove this thing? Because it's an isolated local recurrence of lung cancer. But again, considering everything she'd been through. But interestingly, she still has excellent functional status, 0 to 1 PS. And she trusts me implicitly, so anything I recommended, she would have done. But I really struggled with recommending surgery, and I brought it up and then dismissed it. I said, you don't want to consider this, do you? And I also wondered if she could have had surgery with prior radiation. And you know, it would have been a harder thing to do.
Was her hilar node outside of the prior radiation fields?
Yeah, because remember, the previous one had been on the other side.
Contralateral side, and the other ones were treated with stereotactic radiation, the other primary tumors.
Correct.
And this lesion was still in that same field, or it was a little bit away?
It was in the right upper lobe cyberknife field.
Oh.
So this is, this is progression within field, although 6 years later.
Mm. So what would you be thinking of?
But also on the node, too.
So depending on this, we have sometimes gone back and retreated those areas using proton therapies. And so this is obviously outside our purview.
Well, it's outside of
expertise here.
And, outside of academic practice, that would not apply.
So I think there are some situations where our radiation oncologists have considered retreating them using novel approaches. And you've really done a great job taking care of her, but the question really is, does she still have a curable disease? And
I know.
By doing this, so I think that's probably what Corey was alluding to. If you can do combined modality therapy, if the radiation can be delivered in some way without producing excessive toxicities, I would consider that.
I can't imagine how it could be. I mean, can you imagine somebody who's gotten chemo radiation for locally advanced, but you can still radiate their mediastinum?
She didn't get chemo radiation.
She got stereotactic to a specific spot within this field. So the chemo radiation was in the contralateral side.
But they would have redone her whole mediastinum when they did that.
It's still problematic because you're talking about an older individual who's already
now
had
she's 82.
Radiation. I'm sure she's had, and she's... She doesn't have a stomach anymore. And the specter of toxicity is quite real. In a somewhat younger patient, we too would have done virtually identical approach to Govan, and we have an in-house study of re-irradiation with proton beam. I don't think we've treated anybody over the age of 80 yet. Outcomes there are actually quite encouraging, but they're totally dependent on the tumor volume. You have big volume tumors that have recurred and you treat with re-irradiation, they tend to recur again.
No, we didn't confirm it, but you know she also has a hyalur node that's
positive. Yeah, no, I know, but...
You'd still do proton for that.
That's the typical scenario. You could get creative, do focal radiation to the hyalur node and perhaps RFA to the isolated recurrence. I don't know how easy that would be. I know our interventional radiologists have said they can do that in the setting of prior radiation. Of course, you're trying to figure out what's scar and what's active tumor. Barring that, I think this person is suffering from an immunotherapy deficiency. Certainly, it's time to at least try it. It'd be nice to know the PD-L1 status. If it had been 50% or higher, I probably would have used Pembro. If it's insufficient tissue for PD-L1, certainly atezolizumab or nivolumab would be reasonable.